A 9-year-old boy watches a master tinsmith's hands move with impossible precision, metal bending to his will, while an apprentice mirrors every gesture, absorbing a craft older than written language. This scene, witnessed by researcher Matt Bean decades ago, captures something we're losing faster than we realize. For 160,000 years, humans have transferred skills through one sacred relationship, expert teaching novice, side by side, day after day. Yet in hospitals, warehouses, and offices worldwide, we're quietly severing this ancient bond, not through mass layoffs that make headlines, but through something more insidious, inserting screens, algorithms, and robots between the people who know and those who need to learn. The cost? Not just individual careers, but our collective capacity for mastery itself. Long before formal education, humans mastered complex skills through apprenticeship. Archaeological evidence from 160,000 years ago shows stone tools bearing marks of guided instruction, knowledge flowing from experienced hands to eager learners. This wasn't schooling, it was mutual necessity, experts needing help, novices desperate to learn. Consider a surgical resident's progression. She holds retractors, observes procedures, gradually assumes responsibility as her skills sharpen. Apprentice chefs follow similar paths: basic prep work, station management, eventually orchestrating entire kitchens. This calibrated challenge pushes learners just beyond comfort while keeping failure stakes manageable. The system's magic lies in its adaptability. Experts adjust challenges in real time, reading subtle cues, hesitation, confidence, confusion. The expert-novice relationship creates a living laboratory where skills develop organically until technology disrupts the process. After thousands of hours observing workers, from surgeons to warehouse employees, a pattern emerged. Every instance of genuine skill development contained three essential elements: challenge, complexity, and connection. Challenge means productive struggle, stretching just beyond your current capabilities. Research shows learning peaks at 81% above normal stress levels. Beyond that, learning collapses. Like weight training, skills develop through calibrated resistance followed by recovery. Complexity involves engaging with messy, multidimensional reality rather than sanitized training environments. You can't learn surgery from textbooks alone. You need the unexpected bleed, the patient with unusual anatomy, the equipment malfunction. These complex situations build judgment that simplified practice never could. Connection provides the human relationships that motivate, guide, and sustain learning. We need someone who cares about our progress, who pushes us when we're capable of more, who catches us before catastrophic failure. This isn't soft sentiment, it's cognitive necessity. Our brains are fundamentally social, learning best through relationships that combine challenge with safety. In modern operating rooms, attending surgeons manipulate robotic consoles with precision while residents stand beside patients as spectators. These residents finish training having performed perhaps 15 robotic procedures, nowhere near enough for independent practice. This pattern repeats everywhere. AI handles document review that once taught junior lawyers case fundamentals. Finance automation separates junior bankers from seniors, preventing mentorship relationships. Manufacturing robots perform assembly tasks that once built foundational skills. The expert-novice connection is fraying across dozens of occupations. What makes this crisis dangerous is its invisibility. Job elimination generates headlines, but gradual erosion of skill development happens quietly. Consequences emerge years later when organizations discover critical capability gaps, like manufacturing's 800,000 unfilled U.S. positions. The paradox? Companies invest heavily in automation to boost productivity, then struggle with persistent skills shortages. They've inadvertently destroyed the pathways that created skilled workers. Technologies meant to enhance human capability are instead creating a future where true mastery becomes increasingly rare. When conventional pathways close, people find unconventional routes forward, Inez, a manufacturing worker, secretly studied robots on her line until she could propose improvements. Surgical residents spend hundreds of unauthorized hours analyzing YouTube videos and practicing on simulators, sacrificing lectures to develop capabilities their formal training no longer provides. Research across teaching hospitals revealed that 1 in 8 surgical residents successfully develops robotic surgery skills through 3 deviant practices: specializing prematurely in robotics, engaging in extensive digital rehearsal despite cultural resistance, and seeking under-supervised struggle by rotating to hospitals with less robotic expertise. Even experts engage in shadow learning. Darren, an investment banker pursuing promotion, orchestrated an inverted apprenticeship by recruiting junior bankers to collaboratively learn new financial tools. Though sometimes appearing foolish when juniors demonstrated greater technical facility, he limited outside scrutiny while building matching proficiency. Shadow learners preserve challenge, complexity, and connection through sheer determination. But should skill development require rule breaking? Shadow learning reveals both human resilience and organizational failure, people finding ways to learn despite systems designed to prevent it. Before bomb disposal robots, novices couldn't safely observe experts defusing explosives. The PackBot robot changed that. Novices could now operate the device under expert guidance, creating previously impossible learning opportunities. Technology enhanced rather than hindered skill development. This reveals a crucial insight. Technology isn't the enemy of skill. Our implementation choices are. We've sacrificed expert-novice bonds for short-term productivity, but we could design systems where productivity and skill development reinforce each other. The path forward requires 3 deliberate actions. Discovery means rapidly understanding how skill development works in your context. Which combinations of challenge, complexity, and connection prove most effective? This requires input from practitioners, often by creating psychological safety so people can share their shadow learning tactics without fear. Development moves from observation to intervention, creating rules that balance technology's benefits with human learning needs. Investment banks discovered this when junior analysts worked alongside senior partners rather than just running software queries. Initially, this slowed work, but ultimately built deeper knowledge and meaningful connections. The path forward requires 3 deliberate actions. Discovery means rapidly understanding how skill development works in your context. Which combinations of challenge, complexity, and connection prove most effective? This requires input from practitioners, often by creating psychological safety so people can share their shadow learning tactics without fear. Development moves from observation to intervention, creating rules that balance technology's benefits with human learning needs. Investment banks discovered this when junior analysts worked alongside senior partners rather than just running software queries. Initially, this slowed work, but ultimately built deeper knowledge and meaningful connections. Deployment is where plans meet reality. Many organizations already have learning design tools, but fail to use them effectively. Everyone must ask, how can we handle this technology to get results while building capability? This might mean residents requesting shared control features or technology companies highlighting skill-building capabilities in their products. Picture 2037. Sarah, a welder in Erie, Pennsylvania, uses AR headsets blending human expertise with AI to master unfamiliar techniques through chimeric systems, partnerships between humans and technology achieving what neither could alone. This future isn't guaranteed. Current trends point towards skill inequality. Rare individuals finding shadow learning opportunities develop mastery, while most fall behind as corporations de-skill low-wage jobs for productivity. The choice is stark. Continue weakening expert-novice bonds for short-term gains, making mastery a privilege for the few, or build AI infrastructure, strengthening skill development, networks of experts, novices, and AI focused on building capability within work itself. Early chimeric systems exist in chess, gas turbine maintenance, chip design, and surgery, but most don't develop human skill. We need digital apprenticeships replacing lost analog ones, platforms fostering genuine challenge, complexity, and connection. What matters most? People, relationships, and choices sit at skill development's core. Novices must protect healthy challenge. Experts must enrich followers' journeys. Managers must unite productivity with development. Entrepreneurs must build systems where productivity requires skill building. The 160,000-year-old code for human excellence still works. Will we preserve it or let it slip away? Your answer, reflected in how you learn, teach, lead, or build, will determine whether human mastery flourishes or fades.